Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
I'm back. We back. The Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm B. Fines. I'm Big. I got my co-hosts and my nigga.
It's your boy Lazy. And we got your boy. I'm going to let him introduce himself because I know we always say legend, but this is very special, man.
Yeah,
this is like very legendary, man, for the city and for anybody that may see this that's never not heard of you, bro. Introduce yourself to the world, bro.
A-Rod's world. Mm-hmm. You know, A-Rod the God.
Yes, sir.
There you go. One of our most requested guests, like, real talk, like, people, man, you got to get him on. But we got him on, man, and... What's up, Rich? How you been, man?
I've been all right, man.
Life.
I've been all right. Life and, you know, working on this music, taking care of these kids. That's about it.
Yeah. That's the goal. That's the key.
Definitely been checking y'all out, though, since I've been home.
I appreciate that, man.
How long you been home now?
It's been about a little over a year.
Okay.
A little over a year.
Okay. Yeah. So how's it feel like jumping back out here into the world, man? Because it's like... People always say, because my brother's in the feds, he always say it changes every few years, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't keeping up. So how you feel like it's any different?
It's a lot different.
Okay.
It's definitely a lot different. And it's definitely a lot different. And that's one of probably the biggest things that, you know, coming home that I had to adjust to is the change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It, even from the social media, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The internet, the all of that stuff.
Yeah. Like, it's more of a trick too now.
It's way more than what it was when I left. You know what I'm saying? I was gone for I was gone for 5. So everything's direct consumer now. So like, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And
yeah, middleman's
right in your face.
Yeah.
Middleman's, hey, he's out the door now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
for sure.
Shit.
It's even playing field if you're working it right.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like I always tell my niggas, like I feel like it's easy now to get tricked out because it's like, man, niggas, some people do everything for it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, every move, every whoop-de-whoop. I'd be like, damn, you know.
I really think you just got to find out like really how it works for you.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Facts.
I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Nah.
You got to find out how it works for you.
It can definitely work in
your
favor.
That's why I said that was one of the biggest changes was the, like, you know, everything we walking around, like it really ain't no two conversations. We ain't having
right.
No, like everybody's like this in the world now. You just looking at your phone. Like,
yeah.
Head
everybody's
down.
Just walking around head down, you know, liable to bump in. You know what I'm saying? So.
Like
you gotta really find a balance in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta really find a balance in it. So that was a real adjustment when I came home, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And as far as, you know what I'm saying, seeing how kids, I got 6 kids, so you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like when I left, like babies was babies. Now, you know, they doing it fast. It's 5 years later. Of course, I'm on the phone talking to them every day, but when it's right here in the flesh, this is a whole different, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? So
if you don't mind me asking, like what'd you do to get 5, you know?
I actually had a case like in 16, 17, it's out there. It was a kidnapping case of 16, 17, around like 16, 17 that I went down for and ended up getting probated. I got probated for that. Actually, I took the hammer claw, so I was out on the watch for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And ended up getting rearrested. I got PV for trafficking charge and a possession of a handgun by a convicted felon, and ended up having to go back and do the 5 flat. You know what I mean? So
this shit just catch up.
Yeah. Because I ain't gonna lie, like even on the first, like the first little case, it was I actually slipped through the cracks, so it was like, but I feel like all in all, they probably knew like, all right, we gonna give him a chance. He ain't gonna learn nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Let's see. And that's exactly what happened. You know what I mean? So,
but my mama told me that years ago, like the system of, I ain't gonna say like a repeat of, you know what I mean? They know you coming back. You know what I mean? But they give you so
to
much.
Be honest, you could, like from my actions when I was on the watch, when they gave me the watch before I went to final sentence, you could see like that.
Yeah.
God, he's on his way. I'm house full of guns still. You know what I'm saying? We doing the most over here, yada, yada.
Right.
And I ain't even got this case over with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just ain't learned yet. But that, I ain't gonna lie, that nickel right there flat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it got me together.
Nah, for sure though. For sure though, but got me a wise man, you know what I'm saying? Some, but then you got children too, so it's like, I feel like, man, like even with the homies that go to prison, I feel like, man, it's just something that you can teach your kids now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done did it.
Yeah, cause.
Like, I done did the utmost that you can do.
One thing about that time. You got two. You gonna have to do it regardless.
Yeah.
Unless you know take this route that you know it's one route they take in telling and you know the most.
Sure.
Yeah. But you gonna have to do your time. You know what I'm saying? Because even in that case, you still might get your time. But
nah, for sure.
So you either gonna do your time in vain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna get something out of it every day? Like you know what I'm saying? It ain't. I'm saying you in there. That's the closest thing to being dead, but you ain't dead. So you can wake up. You can read. You know what I'm saying? They got school in there. They got all kind of stuff you can get in there do to better yourself as a man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And while I was in there, I was already, I had already took my shahada to become a Muslim. So it's second time when I went in there and, you know, it was just, that's how I did my bid. I just, I deemed as far as pray, you know what
just
I'm saying?
God,
I got my programs in and trying to get up out of there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it definitely wised me up. And it, like the most, I say the most thing, if I could tell you two things that I got out of that whole bid was my patience and my perseverance.
Yeah.
That's dope.
And with me coming home and y'all saying how, like, as far as the change.
Right.
With everything changing and, you know, fresh home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, shit kind of get rocky. It's still, you know what I'm saying, problems. Shit might go good, might go bad, but I ain't that no more what I used to be. I learned how to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Because them are some of the worst times that I probably lived through. You know what I'm saying? Some days with a smile, some days not with a smile, but I got through it, though. You know what I'm saying? But all in all, I learned that patience and perseverance. So like you just said, I can teach my, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that it's everybody's route, but
facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's the route I had to take to be able to teach not only my kids a lesson, but anybody else that's, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Willing to listen to what I have to say about, you know what I mean?
Nah, for
that
sure.
That side of it, because, you know, it's two sides of it. That's the part that really sunk in when I got down there during that time, like, yeah, it's all the glamour and glisten. Like, you know, I do the music, so it's the rap and the yada yada. But what about that side right there? You know what I'm saying?
Right. The side where you got to go sit down.
Yeah, you got to go sit down and do your time. You know what I'm saying?
What Pimp C say, they won't glorify, they won't tell you this. Yeah. They ain't going to tell you that side. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Do you follow Wallo of $1 million for Game?
Yeah.
I like him, man. He's real inspirational. He did 20 flat. He did from 17 to 37.
And
he came out. What he's done, and I just amazing. You know, it's all televised too. Motivation. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Gates say, men greet men. Men, when men get into certain situations, it's going to show you who's a man and who's a boy and who's just a male.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But
and what you saying that, because the biggest thing, you know, before you go down, before even the, if somebody hasn't been down, they hold, they hold perception of the penitentiary would be like, it's you fighting every day, night fights. Well, it's more of like a mental warfare than a physical warfare in there, because of the things that's going on and the way they plan on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Society as the male, and you know what I'm saying? You know, cutting the head off to make the body weak, you know?
Right.
Sure.
So it's way more of a mental warfare than it is a physical warfare. So
my big brother told me years ago, you probably know my big brother Derek Perkins.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
that's my blood brother.
That's right. That's most definitely brother. I know DP.
And I think I told you that when we used to work together.
Most but definitely.
He told me one time years ago, this is when I first had my first, and he 13 now. And I was like, man, I just need to, you know what I'm saying? I just need to get some money, man. He was like, look, bro, You need to go get a job, man. You can't do a punishment, man. They said that shit is just a long punishment, man. You going
nah, real tough.
You ain't fit for that, bro. You used to go crazy.
And that's what's so crazy, because when I come home, you know, I'm on the social media, and I'm seeing, like, and I had seen a post when they was talking about, like, how society and these people out here that made it, like, it's like a joke if you got a job. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's almost insane.
Yeah.
So what am I supposed to be if I ain't supposed to be a working man?
For sure.
But then you're going to lock me up for that, though. So I'm supposed to tell y'all?
It's the false perception.
Yeah, they don't even know.
It's the false perception of a man. Like, it's like, I was watching the Bloom Pop shit, and Shorty was like, pop. And he's like, well, you said you had a 9-to-5. I can't fuck with him. It's like, damn, like, this is
like shit.
Like,
that's it.
It was like a special spike, like, during COVID that time, like, I can't believe y'all going to work for the... Like, man, that's lame. It's all right, you got a business and an LLC, yeah. But that's lame to... Who you think supporting your business, guy? The working Joe. Like, I never shun nobody for having
and
a
see,
job.
See, I got
like,
a business. Never, but at the same time, yeah. I seen my mom and daddy get up every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. My granddaddy would work until... I'm like, granddaddy, you retired. Sure. Why you go back to work? There's nothing else to do but get money.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like... I think that's just the false perception that they have, especially for black men. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't in the streets scamming or just got this mysterious money where we can just travel all the time and I can just spend my money on you can go do whatever. Because niggas get cheated on for working too hard. Like,
for sure.
To keep it real, like, why'd you cheat? You just never hear. Like, bitch, I'm at work. Like, but, damn.
Nah, for real, though.
That's real shit. But just to change the conversation, what's been going on with the music, man? Because I know...
I've been getting this EP together, this State Property EP, and I also got another one called Folded. I'm going to try to drop on them right after that State Property. Okay. But, like, as far as on the State Property, it's right now I got, like, 5 solid ones. I want to put a couple more on there, but I'm going to try to turn it into a mini movie, for real, for real.
Okay.
Like, probably, like, 3 little 10-minute skits, and it's basically going to tell a lot of what we talked about, like my story as far as my situation getting locked up and, you know what I'm saying, dealing with certain situations locked up. Like, it's going to be a little mini movie that tells it, and the songs and the EP's going to come with it, you know what I mean?
And I think that's what we need now.
What's
you
that?
Know what I mean? Like, I just recently, like, I can't wait when Lito dropped, because it's just like catching up with a homie that you don't know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I just and feel like that's what it's going to be with your shit. You know what I mean?
And that's crazy that you said, because that's what I've been dealing with to where, like, everybody's around me. Like, it's more of this stuff that been coming out to where, like, it's just here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like it has no substance to it. Yeah, it's catchy.
Yeah, for sure.
It might make you a ticket. It's catchy. You
for
can
sure.
do it, but, like... I like the Nipsey route, like, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Something that means something. I don't want to be on her yelling this, that, and the third. It be a chant, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, let me put something on your mind. Let me have a story. This is because this is me. This is this is my place of where, if when I get in the booth, I'm not going in her. Because when I get in the booth, it's a therapeutic thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So me rapping, I get to, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't the one to, like, that's why it's crazy. Because when I was about to come on here and everybody, like, bro, you don't even be talking. How you going to do a podcast? When necessary. When necessary, I will mouth. But I say all that to say, like, when I go in that booth, I get to express, you know what I'm saying, certain things.
That's why
that
it's
I ain't
real, too.
Yeah, I ain't finna sit and discuss with nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got real music, real stories. I don't know how to
right
act.
Right place, right time.
You know what I mean? I don't know how to act like that. So it might be why it took me so long to, you know what I'm saying?
But it's perfect timing too, because it's like, this is what it takes now.
Yeah,
that was gonna be my next question. Like, because I feel like you had a nice run when we was young.
Yeah,
I mean, like that whole series of Crack Doja, what you did with BST, I feel like that motivated a lot of niggas to want to rap.
Yeah, most definitely.
And do something other than whatever they was doing.
It was another thing coming home too. It was like, when I left, wasn't nobody rapping. Like,
everybody rapping now.
Everybody rap.
For sure. Yeah, it's crazy.
Even
ain't
the singers is rappers.
Nah, for sure. That's what I was gonna say. What you think? Like, I think it's great planning a project. You know, planning a push promotion.
Yeah.
You know, bright idea and putting it out. What do you think you can do different now? Especially been already in the music game. Like, you know what I mean? You fuck with Crack Doja. Crack Doja, I feel like a lot of y'all that did videos and production with Crack Doja had potential.
Yeah.
I always tell people, like, we not Atlanta. We don't have a local record label where niggas can be like, oh, I like him, yeah. I like him, and really put
and
him
they,
on.
And to be honest, they also got government funding for their music. We don't got nothing like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We don't got nothing like it. Like, you know what I'm saying? They got the opportunity to, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that to people. Cause I live down there. I've lived down there two or three times, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even when like really after the whole BST, we had the wave with the BST, and then I had dropped the Time to Grind. This is prior around like 13, 14, right before I caught the first case, actually, I was living down there doing the music, and I was just seeing just how everything was. And I was also getting opportunities and sitting in front of certain people and, you know, bumping shoulders with certain people. So, like, I seen a lot of it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Of what's going on down there. Like, that ain't how we moving here.
Nah.
And that and it makes a big difference because it really hurts us, to be honest.
It do.
You know what I'm saying? It hurts us, but that's just is what it is. So we do
got. You said they got government funding music?
Yeah, they got government funding.
That's crazy. I mean, you got three people that are making money in. What Kendrick just say? You go to Atlanta every time you need something. Well,
that's Black Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They pushing it. Like, even living down there, I tell people the difference between, like, when you waking up here, I'm not seeing successful Black people here. That does something to, you know, with me at least. Every
Riding
day,
down the E-way,
up,
I feel you.
Somebody look like you that's successful. He's waking up getting his car. You don't see that here in Louisville.
Man, on the E-way in Atlanta, you see billboards of just straight Black people.
Yeah,
because like why I left was college basketball.
Okay.
You know, I hooped for Mill. Like,
yeah,
so I ended up getting a scholarship to a couple schools. I got school in Alabama, school in Florida, and I ended up dropping out from Virginia State, signed CIAA, signed to the CIAA. So that's what got me moving around a lot and just seeing, period, like how other places, like, nah, that ain't what's going on here.
Yeah.
Like, we not pushed to the forefront to where, like, there are a lot of Black successful people, and even if they are, they ain't like how it is down here. This is all you see. Like,
yeah, and I feel like other cities, like I always say it about music or anything, it's a lot of people in other cities. They famous in their city and nobody ever knew who they are.
Nah, real talk. It was times where I'd be down there and it'd be a situation to where, like, somebody in Louisville had booked I'm in line for the strip club. He's in line with me. So I'm
What?
So I be playing it like, but that goes back to what I was saying. It's perception game.
Who they book?
Huh?
Who was they book?
Johnny Cinco.
Okay.
He had just had a show up here. If I ain't mistaken, it was, I don't know what the old club was. It was on Broadway where H2O is now.
Legends.
I think he had came to that. Yeah, this was when Johnny Cinco was popping. They had booked him up here. He got down there. You feel me? But that just.
Yeah.
Goes to show, like, what's going on, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, that's why, to be honest, like, even to hit, like, concert last night, like, a nigga like me, I'm gonna take that, like, shit, you shine the light on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flirr. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flirr, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Sure. That's what I took it as. Like, it's
fuck.
And then you got certain, like I always tell people, you got a select few of people that made it. And
yeah.
Only Jack, I'm gonna keep it real, only Jack and G's the only ones that try to even put it. And Devontae Mitchell. Is that his name, play for Cleveland?
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. You'll think that nigga's from here, boy. How he pulled back into the city. But that's what I was saying about the question though. What you think you can do now? Like, with your project and putting it out to where you can be like, damn, like, I know this is going to be, you know what I'm saying, can get put in the right hands.
And you gonna tell you what's so funny is, before this last bid, like, with all the stuff that people were seeing, even, like, the views on YouTube and, the, like, how you was talking about, this was successful in that. Like, I never wanted to be a rapper.
Right.
Like, really? I ain't never took it serious until, like, now. Uh-huh. I actually want to get in, like, it's certain stuff that I do, like, in the studio now that, and I be telling people, like, I ain't never did this. Like, somebody just simply things like building a beat from scratch while I'm right here and me making a song to it. Right. Like, it was stuff like that because I, like, never took.
Right.
It just happened to be one of them things. I could rap in middle school. I'm gonna tell you how I start rapping to Schemes from Dixdale. Mm-hmm. Big Schemes on Instagram. Me and him started rapping together in middle school. So I rap 13, but I always hoop. So hooping was at the forefront.
Yeah.
I always could do it. You feel me? So then the BST, I ended up making a song with BST. My neighborhood friend, Chris Starks, he ended up introducing me to Mike and Stefan, and we ended up making a song. It popped.
Yeah.
I made my first song ever. A-Rod's World, that's what people don't know. A-Rod's World is my first song I ever made. Like,
no
by
shit.
Myself
and really?
In the studio recorded. And uh-huh. That's the first song I ever made.
Yeah.
So while everything's happening, it's still like, it's rap, but
yeah,
this shit's bigger than, even on a city level, like, uh-huh. That shit was bigger than
it
what
was
it
huge.
Is. It I is. Ain't, even the BST, because it wasn't like, this shit wasn't my thing, I just could do it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
It was something trying to pull you to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just could do it. It was another outlet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which it had is, you know, it had its ups and downs to it, but you know what I'm saying? I never really, so when you say, when you ask, like, this time, what can I do different? Like, now I'm taking this shit serious. Like, I'm sitting down on this shit.
For sure.
That's why I've been out a year and a half, and I ain't released no project.
Right, right.
And I ain't had no mate, like, this is a single. We going with right here. Nah, I'm going to sit down and learn how to really, because I know I can do it. Mm-hmm. I did it on accident.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So
and
now I put the time into it.
Now it's different because the first time it was like, you know, y'all niggas are slinging CDs and shit like
that's what
that.
I said.
Now it's like, man, you could be anywhere.
Everything direct consume.
Anytime on this motherfucker.
I never thought I'd see the day, man, that CDs would go out of. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
my daddy still got a stack. He got a stack.
That is crazy.
Like a motherfucker,
that is crazy, though. See them CDs.
Right.
But it's a good and a bad thing, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a good and a bad thing.
I feel
it's more convenient.
Like
it's
depends on what you're doing with it on the business side.
For sure.
Like CD. You know? Yeah. You can still make that. Because I feel like even with the CD, like, if I got a CD, like, if I'm doing CDs and I get this CD, like, this is like an antique now.
Mm. Nah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
It's like having a record.
Yeah. It's like an antique now. So, you know what I'm saying? You could win with that, just depending on where your fan base is.
Yeah,
Are they that serious about your music? You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
So, because I'd have had, like, to where my two mixtapes that I released by myself, I actually released the music and then dropped the CD. After that, because the two mixtapes that I did drop before I got locked up, I got to press up the CDs and y'all, like, I did the music, released the music on the internet, dropped the CDs after that, and they still came and bought them. Like, so that shows me
the support,
The support, and even like throughout my bid, like, because I told you, like, I never wanted to be a rapper. So when I go in there and when I go upstairs after I get to go in my dorm, and when I'm walking towards my dorm, and everybody know the songs and they whoop. It's still mind boggling to me because, like, I'm just being me. I'm humble. Like, I'm just being me. So it's still one of them things, like, man, damn. They rapping your song. It's the nigga know your song word for word.
For sure.
I don't even remember it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy, man. Like, I get this too. I'm not no star, nothing, but people just. Hey, man, I'm getting some gas. Hey, man, fuck with the podcast. Woo, 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 woo. I'm getting some gas the other day and people. He just walking up, you know, somebody walking up to you, like, what's up, bro? Hey, man, you a podcast, man. Keep going. I'm a fan, yada, yada, yada. And I went to the Youngson last night, and a couple people, you know, flagged me down.
But in that same sense, like, we got to understand, like, at they might be getting up and, let me see what Big and them's talking about. Yeah. That's motivation. Uh-huh. You might gave a nigga a laugh.
For sure.
A laugh today that they wouldn't have got nowhere else.
For sure.
With me saying, like, I ain't want to be no rapper. I never want to rap. I also had to see in that, like, the gift in it. Like, that's God's gift to me, you rap. So now what are you going to do with this? Are you going to take it and stir people the right way, stir them the wrong way? It's all types of stuff that come. You know what I'm saying? Even with y'all podcast. Like, you know what I'm saying? How are we going to be this or that? This, how are we going to go about it? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, as far as you affecting a person's day, a person's life, like,
for
I said, I just rap. I don't
know. Because you got to think, too. That's all we did.
and come up to you, hey, woo, might have made his day, man.
Real talk,
for sure,
man.
For sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it probably did. Now, you
seen somebody that influenced him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so all in all, with the humbleness, we still got, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
yeah,
for sure. Because right. You got to think, bro, at that time, and that's why I'm still big on reality rap. My nigga Diego always, he's like, nigga, you always on that cool mode shit. I'm like, nah, bro, I just like reality rap. Like, I like some of the new shit, but I like reality rap. I like the shit that make you sit, think, might make you cry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just because it took you to a place. But that's what you got to understand, too. Like, for the longest, that's all we had when we was young and you was rapping was reality rap. So instead of going to Boosie and all that, we was going to A-Rod. We was going to, what Crack Joe, what Talking to Town done dropped? Mm-hmm. What, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that was the latest time in the city for music.
Yeah.
I feel like if we just had one type of little label, we would have been straight.
Uh-uh.
For sure.
So you say A-Rod World was your first song.
My first song.
So could you...
But because BST was BST featuring A-Rod. It was the feature.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So me by myself going in there, that was my first song. Did with Crack Doja. And then it did what it did. So.
How was it working with him?
Who, Crack Doja?
Yeah.
It was... Crack Doja really... Like around them times, he ain't really like... You come in there, get your work done, and get your own up through. Like, it wasn't too much crack conversation with Crack Doja. You feel me?
Nice.
You know he fuck with you because he's letting you in there record
that
shit. You know what I'm saying? But Crack Doja really, he wasn't really too much.
People person.
Yeah, he ain't no people person. Strict
business.
For sure. Yeah, he's strictly business back then. So I ain't seen him in so long. I don't know how he is now, but
We had him on the
But pod, it was definitely, like, as far as when he shot the video, he came to the hood. You know, it was, you know, shit. It's crazy because throughout my bid, I ran into my good friend. My brother, I mean, that's my Muslim brother, William Smith, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we was just talking about the video, like, man, if you really think about it, if you, like, only nigga that was doing a video like it was Boosie, like, Chief and them, it wasn't 100 niggas jumping in them videos, like, getting them together like that, because even around that time, that's when Polo, the Don, had sent King Bandit up here for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was down. He had sent them to King Bandit because I told you at the time, like, bro, I stressed that so much because, bro, I was just rapping. Like, it wasn't no thing. Like, this is what this was going to be.
Right.
And I say all that to say, like, even when I got out, even locked up, and he's talking about, they got this new nigga, whoop, he's making, he signed to God, I'm like, that's what's up, because, like, you got to think, when a nigga's like me rapping, my mind frame is like, bro, I ain't never seen no nigga out here make it rapping.
Nah, for sure.
I want to be a hoop. I seen Derek Anderson, Rajon Rondo, Allen Houston's. Like, we ain't seen no nigga out of here rap and make it and be. Sure. I mean, the statics, but this is not rap, gangsta rap to where, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now you see it's like, now that's a whole nother, like, shit, shit's possible.
Man, you completely.
So
right,
I can't be no nigga that take it like, you know how they politics, like, you fuck, I let, like, what's up, man?
And it's pie too. Let me get my
man. What's up, man? This shit is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I remember my granddaddy asked me, rest his soul, when I started rapping and trying to do music, and he was like, "What you gonna do, man?" I'm like, "I'm just gonna work and, you know, just go to the studio." He was like, "Man, you need to do this, you need to do that." He was like, "Listen, man, how many people you know made it out of Louisville?"
Yeah,
and this was high school. I'm like, nobody. At that time, I wasn't even, Static didn't pop in my head, but that's what I mean, though. A nigga like Static could have started a label to where he could have pulled who he want, you know, select few. Like, even now, he would have been an OG, and it's a lot of artists, you know what I mean? But I think for the most part, bro, it's niggas in the city could do it together. It's just not gonna happen.
It's never been that way, though.
Yeah, it's
right.
Not,
it has,
like, that's the makeup of our city. Like, for when has it ever been togetherness in this motherfucker?
No, I haven't.
Never.
I haven't. I think the only time we ever came together is when Breonna died.
You know what I'm saying? And we could keep trying and trying, but, like,
but that's the first time I ever seen our city. You know, wasn't nobody really getting spanked or nothing. It was just everybody was downtown for Breonna Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Fighting the police. And that's what I always say. I'm like, man, y'all
because
really, go ahead, you good?
I get that a lot, though. Like, hey, bro, you need to get on. As far as with the music, like, you need to push it to the front, because, you know, when you can go everywhere, and you don't got these things, and it'll be this, that, and the third. Like, I'm saying, that's cool, but who's to say when, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your feelings is different, though.
But, I mean, I'm going to go back to the A-Rod's video, like, and can you just describe it? Because the video is so legendary.
We down there. It's D-Rail Day. And we just, you know, everybody's just in the hood celebrating, celebrating D-Rail. And
who's D-Rail? Like,
Damon.
Okay.
Damon Thompson. He went to Central, you know, that's the big dog.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he passed away.
Yeah. RP D-Rail, man. He's probably one of the realest niggas I probably ever met, man. I met, hey, like, for real. Man, he was really that. Like, one of them ones, man. But rest in peace, D-Rail. But we was down there celebrating this day, and just to say, I had already did the song, the A-Rod's World song, so we decided to call Crack Doja and just shoot the video. It wasn't what, that's what I always tell people. It wasn't one of them things where we planned it, like, oh, we gonna shoot a video, right. And that's why I think it did what it did. It did what
it was organic.
It was organic.
Yeah.
And that goes back to what you were saying, like, as far as with the authentic and reality music, like,
yeah.
I feel like when I drop this next project and get this ball back rolling, like, that's really what's gonna get me there. Like, that's gonna set me. That's gonna be the separation between me and a lot of other people. Like, the reality music, the, like, how real it is. You know what I mean?
And like I always tell people, my fault, big. Keep it real with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that think that reality rap is dead, like, you can still have a cult following as being a real nigga, man. Niggas be feeling like they gotta do shit.
I feel like it's saturated with the bullshit so much. That's why I feel like the reality rap's coming back, because all the goofy shit is so much of it. Like, you gonna, you're like,
once
damn,
London
can I get
got a hold
different?
The drill, it was over with.
To stay on that video, like, is it bittersweet watching that video and seeing, like,
man,
some people just not here no more? Or does,
for sure.
Is it
that video's definitely, it'd definitely give me goosebumps every time I watch it, man. Because you got think, like, you got people in that video 20. You got people 25. You got people doing a lot of time off that video. You got people that's dead that was in that video. You got people that damn near lost their mind in that video. But at the same time, you got people doing good things. Like, you got Kalen Halls doing the voice. He's in the video. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's all in all, when you watch the video, and then you could go back and see where people are now, like, even with myself, like, it's just one of them things, like, you can't take that from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's definitely one of them bittersweet things, because it's like, damn.
Right.
How did everything go so left so fast, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, where the time go?
Yeah, we were just kids, you know what I mean?
We was just kids, you know what I'm saying? Because even in the video, like, you can see the innocence in all of us. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was kids that was lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the start of the video, how did you, like...
You want me to tell you where I got that from?
Yeah.
Game Dropless. Stop Snitching, Stop Lying.
Uh-huh.
On,
The Black
on
Wall
50
Street?
Cent. Yeah. Under the Black Wall Street. I'll never forget. We was going to, I was in Atlanta, Georgia for the summer with my uncles. He actually lived in the Bluff. This was way before everybody, you know, the Rollo. Off of Martin Luther King. Like, he lived on Morris Brown Drive off of Martin Luther King in the Bluff. I was living down there. So we in the, me, my brother JD, my brother Jovan, we down there watching the game. He got this little thing, and that's what the skit was about.
Yeah.
They was on there. They was talking shit. And the game had rolled up, walked up on the what's the name. So we was out there, and I just decided to reenact that. And it's crazy, because I don't even think people really know where I really got that from.
I know.
Your cousin Roddy, you know Roddy Gaither?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that's where it came from. I just didn't know.
But see,
because we was,
you know, I was a big 50 fan, so I didn't know. And I know that, but I didn't know it was 2-2.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's exactly
because I remember we was at UPS, and I just, you know, I had phones. If you had a phone to go play video, then too many people had them. People, I thought somebody was worth fighting. I'm like, what y'all, Madeline, what y'all were doing?
Yeah.
They was watching your video. I'm like, that's crazy. And that was, I remember that. He said, that's where he got it from. Yep. He got it from the game.
Ended up getting that from the game, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that, you know, they got that funny skit in the middle of it where LaQuinky was in a stroller, man.
Yeah. That was a skit, though. Was that a real thing? Was that a skit?
Nah, we put it as a skit, but that was dead. It was dead serious out there. They weren't playing with us in the, during that video, man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I got a question for you. Now, you're the guy you are today. I'll give you two categories. You choose between one. Hip hop, you know, whatever era you think is the best, or R&B.
Me today?
Yeah, just today. Not today's music, but just you know, if you had to choose to listen to one for the rest of your life, what you listening to?
I'm gonna probably go R&B.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna probably go R&B, man.
Yeah, me
I'm
too.
Probably go R&B because it does. I'm like the spiritual. It speaks better to the spiritual realm, yeah. Man. That hip hop gets you riled up.
No matter what,
hip hop will get you riled up, man.
No matter what age.
So I'm probably going R&B, man. Lay me on back, man. Let me coast through the thing, man. I ain't that crazy.
Real time. I was listening to that Keefin. I look down, I'm going 85. I didn't get, you know, I didn't. I'm going to slow my ass down.
Not for sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think I see it more my oldest son, he's 13. So he like us. Like he likes, you know, he like Kid Cudi. He like, you know, Tyler the Creator. Yeah.
I got
different.
Four daughters too. So like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to be honest, like, don't get it wrong. My daughters, they going to throw on some old NBA, little Dirt. Not they going, sure. But you know what I'm saying? As far as with the music they listen to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even know what the names are of the little girls they be listening to, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. But my youngest, he the one. D.D. Osama.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing, bro? I said, if I see another TikTok with you banging, bro, you live at Middletown. He's like, what are you talking about, Dad? D.D. Osama.
That's the internet.
That's the D.D. Osama stuff.
The internet.
He don't even know what it means. He just seen his favorite, like, favorite rappers and, for you know what I mean?
But how you feel about that, though?
I'm going to say I feel good about it, though, because I can catch it. Because he ain't faking. Yeah. Like, he's really, like, whatever he's influenced by, he going to let you know what he's influenced by. But I think what calmed him down with it is he's a big X fan. Mm-hmm. XXXTentacion, whatever his name was. And he came across a video on YouTube where they was talking about how he got killed and what his last words was. Then all of it was different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's about to be 7, so he's like, that ain't cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like I told him, I said, bro, all what you doing on the internet, bro, I said, it's a reflection of how you think, you know what I'm saying? People don't see me like this, bro. And he's more accepting of it than just saying, but he literally was like, yo, this is what I listen to.
Yeah.
This is the videos I like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I tell my wife all the time, I don't want them to be sheltered because I want to know so I can talk to you about it straight up. Like, you feel me? Like, me and my oldest was just on the news, mm-hmm. WAKY, Men Against Violence. And my son, 13, they was doing an article on the 13-year-old that got killed. So they was asking him, like, how you feel about it? And he was like, nobody 13 should be losing their life to guns. He was like, it's crazy. It's sick. He said, it's embarrassing. Yeah. I didn't tell him to say none of that. But he was just like, I was like, why did you say that? He was like, he said, Dad, if a little white kid dies, 13, you know, 12, it's an uproar. It's going to be crazy out here. Yeah. He was like, but when we die, it's just murder. It's just what's going on.
That's
crazy. Like, it's embarrassing.
You talking about the, if I'm mistaken, it would, because it's been multiple of them.
Yeah, it's been multiple youngins. But
my daughter had worked with one that was, he worked at the little youth program they have up east.
Oh, no.
He went to Mazik, if I ain't mistaken.
But see, even your case,
was the little boy that just got killed.
How long ago was this?
One of them was on camera, too.
No, I don't know.
If I'm mistaken, it was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If not, like, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Down at the park, it was on camera? Like, they caught it on, like, a Ring camera?
Nah.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's totally different when our kids is knowing these.
Yeah, but it's crazy because I said that because I was dealing with that because in the sense of, like, when I was, you know, around that age, I lost a girl head. I lost a boo head around that age, so it kind of messed with me because it was like, damn, like my daughters, this is like, it seemed like, you know what I'm saying?
Repeat cycle.
Yeah, it seemed like a repeat cycle, you know what I'm saying? And even when I just asked you that, because even with the music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I see what she get to listening to and, you know what I'm saying, where she's, you know what I'm saying? She's from uptown. Like,
definitely.
But like you said, like, it's one of them things, like, she's me to where, like, I can't, like, as far as be like, like, I just have to really, I got to tame it to where, like, you know what I'm saying? Because she's me. I understand she's going to do what she want to do. You know what I'm saying? She's going to do what she chooses to do. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. She has the essence, though.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So all I have to do is channel all that energy.
For sure.
And put that in because she does her.
Something
you know what
positive.
I'm saying? So we got to channel that energy and put that into something positive. You
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you like me, you're going to touch the stove and see if it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, I can't get mad at you touch the stove. I got to make sure, all right.
And it's like, you got to, like you just said, it's, you caught it and it's like, cool, let's channel it into something else. So like I tell a little bruh, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to like what you like, bruh, because, but I had a big brother, like, cause my parents was older. Like, I could have did what I wanted. Like, my brother say all the time, like, you the one. You could have did whatever you wanted. You just chose to go a different way.
Yeah.
But, like, when 50 used to come on, like, what? Nigga, he got hit like I got hit. I mean, my big brother like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know what the fuck you talking about.
That's what at music definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Because I look, I had like, you know, just listening to it and living in the A, I was just seeing a lot of people that, like, you feel me, that I listened to coming up. Like, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
That boy, different. That shit was fucking me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But it goes to say, like, because they was rapping this, like, the Trapper Daz, the whoop. Yeah. And then when I'm seeing them the way, like, it ain't that. But that's when I had to learn, like, that's the, because even with down there, like, with the opportunities that I had down there, because I was doing, my photographer was Royal Ray. He's down there in the A, which he does he does like the behind the scenes for Jermaine Dupri's rap game and stuff.
Okay.
I had him, so. On, like, weekends, I would see the, like, this is around the Young Rich Nigga time.
Mm-hmm.
Homie had dropped that first thing, Wish Me Well.
Yeah.
Like, Lucci's on the cover with the red hat backwards, the black. Mm-hmm. Like, we all there that day, shoot, because I got the time to grind, and we all shot our covers that day, you know what I'm saying? So, that was the rotation, the Migos, you had Rich Homie, you had Eldorado Red, Jaquish, that's all who he had in the rotation. Just being in that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's legendary right there.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I tell the story because, like, bro, I was coming from Louisville, so me getting down there, like, and these niggas is rapping, so it's like, I'm really coming from really living that, and it really, like, let me know, like, nah, it's just two different things. But I really ain't realized that till a nigga got buckled and was sitting down, like, alright, now who's the goofy nigga, the one that was living all this shit and doing woo woo? Mm-hmm. I the one that sold the art, got rich off of it, and took his family. Took care of his family.
Right.
Took care of his family. You feel me? So, yeah, jail was a lot like a reality check for niggas too, for real.
Yeah, man, that's deep, bro.
It is.
It was like, just a lot of lessons a nigga learned sitting in that can for five, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't do my time in vain.
It just made me look at everything different.
Yeah, bro. Like,
I'm not no street nigga, but I'd be like, man, this nigga's lying, man.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I mean, it's all art, though. It's all art and reflection.
Like, I love Plies. And when people be like, nah, his brother did all, I'm like, man, would you rather be his brother or be Plies?
Right.
My brother just said something about that on Facebook. Yeah. And I told him, I said, bro, when I was living down there in Tampa, he was going to University of South Florida for nursing school.
Damn. Plies was?
Yeah.
Really?
I heard that he did.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
University of South Florida for nursing school.
Let's keep it real, though.
But this is what this is, though.
Yeah,
this is entertainment.
I was about to say that. Like,
and that's what, and that's what these niggas is getting rich off of, perception.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who can tell it the best?
The people that's really living that life is just crashing out in jail.
You know what? I seen them. I just left them.
Come on, man.
I just left them.
Hold on. Before we go any further, take a time out to subscribe to our YouTube, The Big and Lazy channel. Big and Lazy on everything. Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Everything, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts, you will find The Big and Lazy. Instagram, Big and Lazy Pod. Subscribe, share, like, send to a friend. We appreciate all the support and love.
Sure.
Send us a text. We can also send us a text.
It'll be down in the link below.
It'll be in the link below. Yes, ask us any questions, whatever. If you want to get on, booking information about advertisement. To send that number to that text. But I'm gonna ask you a question. How does it feel? You might be the biggest videos to come out of Louisville. You in them both. Like, how does that, you A-Rod's World and that BTS Hit a Lick game, like, you in them, like, how does it feel, man? Like,
it's cool, but, like, I'll be telling you, like, I'm just now getting into this, wanting to really.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even when that was going on, like, and it was a thing, mm-hmm. to, like, it just ain't, like, it just wasn't, it just, I don't think I got the full effect how everybody got it, because I was, like, it's sweating what I was really trying to do. So like now,
yeah,
I look at it and I be trying to find ways that I can even use it. Like, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So like,
let's get back to what we were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I be trying to find ways that I can use it. So like with that, it's definitely, don't get me wrong, it's definitely a gift. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But all in all, like it was definitely a great learning experience. Cause even with that, like I see how people was getting paid from YouTube with all that. I ain't giving no money from that. Right. Cause I ain't know the game. Like,
right.
So everything that I went through, I feel like I had to learn the game and, you know, get gat a couple of times. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Now I know what's going on.
That's
like, and
crazy,
I feel like that's why it's taking so long for my shit to come out, because it's like, nah, I won't have my business straight this time.
Doja said the same thing. You remember when we asked him, like, you remember you said, did you get anything off?
Yeah.
You know, he was like, really? I went into it not knowing that, damn, the revenues and, like, you know, the views and shit like that. But I think that's what made it all organic, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas that do shit for money, for me, it's like, you'll do anything for money.
Yeah.
You won't do your best, your greatest work, because you're only in it for the dollar. You know what I mean? But if you love it, like Doja did, like, niggas, like, you probably wasn't trying to do it, but you liked it. You had a passion for going into the studio and shit.
And then
it
turned into one of them things. Like, hold on, this is... And then, you know, going through what I'm going through, because sometimes in that city, and I ain't gone, I'm one of them who's like, even through my beat, like, I did a whole lot of whole time, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, look at my shit. I had two surgeries, like, doing the most in there, just still lost even when I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going in there. So, like, that pen and that writing them raps when I was in there, boy, that saved my life.
It's different, man.
You know what I mean? That shit might have something to run to, you know what I'm saying? Praying also, and you know what I'm saying? I can get in that.
Release.
Yeah. So, could you talk us, you said you are Muslim. Could you tell us the transition? Did you always Islam, or would you just...
Actually, when I was young, my aunt, Dana Muhammad, I went to an art show with her this weekend in Lexington. She did a great job, by the way. But I went I was living with them. Like, I had to go some, because my aunties, they were married to military guys, so they basically stayed out of state most times. So during the summers, I go with them. So my Dana, she had married my uncle Sultan Muhammad. So I used to always be around them, and they was Muslims, you know what I'm saying? So as a young age, like, I have to wake up when they doing prayers, because I'm in the room with his son, you know what I'm saying? So I wake up, watch him do prayers. We have to go to Juma on Fridays when I'm down there with the summer. So that's how I initially got introduced to it. And then it came back around when I got locked up and I had took my Shahada, you know what I'm saying? So I started practicing. So I've been practicing since like 16, 17, but I always say I've been a Muslim my whole life. Like, I've been Holy Smitty to God my whole life.
Okay.
That's why I fuck with Gates, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? The craziest thing I heard is like, man, I can't fuck with Gates, man. He changed his religion. He, like, you mad because he found God? I mean, like.
And I thinking, like, a lot of people don't have the proper knowledge to even judge what. As far as Islam is, even Muslim is, because of shit like the 9/11s and you know what I'm saying? So, they perception on what a Muslim is already tainted anyway. Yeah, I would, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, so,
but I tell people all the time, that's how you know we boxed in as a people too, because when you go to these other countries or other places, like, some of these places don't believe in nothing you believe in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, you just got to respect that. You feel me? Like, but, like, one of my best friends, Mark Muhammad, his daddy's Marky D on Broadway. Yeah, you feel me?
That's my
best friend. Yeah. I remember when he was just Lil Mark. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, man, my daddy want me to go to the mosque and this and that. And he, you know, but when he found himself, you feel me? Like, I always say, I'd rather one of my friends believe in anything, believe in something, my nigga. Like, you feel me? But what I used to always tell bruhs, like, I was like, bruh, people always joking, bro. I was like, but I bet you, bruh, nobody believes in nothing. You know what I mean? They just freelancing through the world and shit like that. But he always told me, he was like, bruh, finding God is the best thing you can do, because nobody can take that from you.
At all.
You know what I'm saying?
And he gonna always be there.
For sure. For sure.
Like, he gonna always be there. I don't care what turn on you, who don't answer the phone. Mm-hmm. Like, he gonna always be there.
For sure.
And he gonna answer you.
For sure.
Let me ask you this. If you had a blank check, you could work with any producer and one artist to give us a certified hit.
Blank
who would
check?
It be? A blank check. Any like
certified hit?
Yeah. Any producer, dead or alive, any artist dead or alive.
We gonna go producer?
Yep. Producer track and one.
If we go producer, I'm gonna go ahead and go to the doctor, man.
Dr. Dre?
Man, of course, man. I'm going to the doctor, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to the doctor. Because a lot of people don't understand what he did for the game. You know what I mean?
M50.
You know what I mean?
Game.
Yeah. NWA.
You know, like,
I'm keeping it real.
Like, just in as far as just in our era, like, him is the artist. Like, right. I couldn't. Christmas, when that 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying came out, I think it was that. That Nelly Country Grandma.
Country Grandma for sure.
That Mystical.
Mystical.
The Tarantula and that Cameron Come Home With Me. I think it was
Dre did Country Grandma?
Huh?
Nah, he was just saying, okay.
Nelly, that Country Grandma, them four CDs.
Like, okay, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was in third grade when that came out and I was acting bad, but mom was like, I got this Walkman for you. She pulled it out. You feel me? My mom and daddy wasn't together at the time. She was just kind of fed up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All black Walkman. She was like, if you be good, I get you a CD for it. I give it to him like, cool, I was being good. She's like, what you want? I was like, I want that Nelly.
Yeah.
And my favorite song was that Hey Yo Ma.
It went diamond, son. And that's one of my favorite old school songs
because when I got older, I was like, man, what's this sample? Mm-hmm. And that the song where it came from is beautiful, bro. Don't stop ever loving. You feel me? So it's like, I always tell people, I was going to ask you this too, what you think the best era of music is? But I think that was the best, bro. Everybody was good. Ludacris' first album was crazy. Yeah.
Like, I think that's right after, like, that era, like, right after, like, J and X and the Wu-Tangs.
And
I feel like, yeah, like that M50, like, Nelly, like, that's what made me want to rap.
It was a lot of competition,
too. That's what introduced me to music, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Then you got the influence of, like you said, Cameron, them niggas that give you a whole nother, you know what I mean? Style. Right there, you know, gave you style.
I was Santana. Yeah. You couldn't tell me he wasn't Juel Santana.
For sure. I swear I was 50, though. I don't know. I was 50.
Hey, that 50 right there, though, that's why I always tell people, that Get Rich or Die Trying, man, that was the first CD, like, no skip.
No skips.
For me?
Yeah.
No skips.
You remember Piggy?
He used to play
for the Jets.
Yeah.
The size Piggy is today, the biggest nigga in the room, wherever he go, he was the same size in the fifth grade.
He was.
And we was in the same class, me, him, Wootus, you know, and Wootus used to instigate because he knew I was going, like, the first time we ever fought, I'm always going to take first lick, and he bigger than me.
Yeah.
But I didn't have to fight for, like, 5 years after this because everybody was like, this nigga used to fight the biggest nigga at the school. But I'm telling you, that 50...
Yeah.
50 don't back down. Nigga, I was like, nigga, I will hit you every time I see you. Uh-huh. He's one of my best friends now. And he brought it up
how
in the barber shop.
Man, 50 back around.
That's Ja Rule punk ass. And you wanna know how I knew I wasn't shit? Cause I love Ja Rule. I love Ja. But when 50 was like, nigga, throw that shit away. Nigga, you a wankster. I was like, nigga, this nigga's a bitch.
Yeah, that era was ignorant.
Fuck Ja.
Who would you have on the track with you?
Feature.
Dr. Dre and
Dre, I'm on the track. You know who I'm gonna have to go to? Rihanna.
Oh man.
Oh man, that's a different one. That'd be a dope cut.
It sounds like that's
good. Did I have to go rapper?
No, you can do it how you want to.
Nah. I'm gonna go Rihanna on mine.
There you go.
I'm gonna go Rihanna. Right, and I got the song already written.
And if you bring her out of retirement, you most definitely
real tough.
It's crazy. I was just talking about
I ain't heard no music from her. Wow.
Beyonce dropped Lemonade. She dropped Anti. It's the first time she ever beat her in Beyonce in the sales, and she never dropped again.
Damn.
But you know, she got Fenty and shit like that.
Yeah,
she's
making money.
Shout out ASAP Rocky. Keep popping babies in her, man. Keep popping babies. That's what you're supposed to do.
So if you had before we get out of here, I got a couple of questions. If you had a message talking to maybe a youth that might be, you know, at a fork in the road, you know, you get it in life, what would you say to them? Like,
If I had a message for a youth, I'd tell them, first of all, think for yourself. And keep your 360s on. Just watch your surroundings and be aware. And first and foremost, keep God first. And stay prayed up. Everything, you know, it's going to work out for you. Everything ain't going to be perfect. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. But you don't get nothing from quitting.
Nothing at all. You don't fail until you quit.
You don't get nothing from quitting. So just wake up every day and try. Put your best foot forward. Try. And do not let this social media, what you see on the internet, fool you. Mm-hmm. This is two different worlds, man. You got an internet world and you got a real world. You know what I mean? And, you know, just don't subject your life to trying to be something you're not, seeking acceptance.
Think for yourself.
Yeah.
That was deep right there.
And love conquers all.
Yes, sir.
The hate ain't going to get you nowhere.
And two more questions, like a part two. It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. Yeah. So give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to plop on the couch and watch.
Something big, something good to eat. Do it gotta be like a snack or like, cause I'm a whole full course meal type.
Yeah, just turn us on.
Let me see, something big to eat. Who we gonna go with? I don't know. Y'all probably know this, but I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all the Eagle, man.
The Eagle,
yeah, some good chicken.
Mm-hmm. Eagle, dude, I'm gonna say Eagle with the shrimp and grits, man.
Okay,
how you can go for a
I'm
seafood,
a fool for the
shrimp and grits.
Yeah,
okay.
How you go for a seafood, boy?
They got seafood out
there? I ain't never had a seafood boy.
No, I'm just talking about it at a real, like, you know.
Oh, okay,
at your
I ain't never had one, man.
And then Lazy, what we going with on the Lazy? Like, where we at with, like?
Whatever you want. Whatever's a good watch, TV show, YouTube, podcast. Like, besides this podcast.
Hey, they going to laugh, though. You know what? I'm going to sit back and watch.
What's that?
We was talking about it early. This is going to fuck you up. Baddies, man.
You going to watch the Baddies fight?
I'm sitting back and watching, man.
Hey. Hey, I know what type of nigga he was. I'ma watch his hoes fight. I'ma
watch the baddies, man.
I ain't gonna lie though. When I come across a reel and that bitch be 5-10 minutes, I be like, they thumping in this.
They do be thumping.
But I'm just saying though, like,
man, stop.
I ain't even talking about the fights though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was
bad bitches, yeah.
It made no slouches on
for
her.
Sure. You're right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Ask me, why you love Sexy Red so much? Cause she remind me of a bitch from here. Let me get 10 on pump 2, a box of blacks, and a swisher.
Nah, for real.
And a Faygo. Turn your hotspot on.
So I can use my Apple Pay.
You feel me? Free my baby daddy. I like her. What y'all talking about? She authentic.
So, man, it was good talking to you, man. It was one of the
best. For sure. I ain't gonna lie. I was nervous because I don't do too much talking. Yeah. Like, so.
But we were on the couch too, yeah. So you can be.
Yeah. I fucks with y'all, man. I told you I've been watching y'all since I came home. You know what I'm saying?
But I remember when you reached out.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I told you, Bobo reached out to me. He's like, people, you know what I'm saying? Bobo, good dude.
Yeah, he is, man.
Good dude, man. Good dude, my guy.
I think it's perfect timing too, because. I mean, you really got something going on, you know what I mean? You're not trying to figure it out. You kind of got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah, just got to stay the course. The like show, I said, that patience focused. And that perseverance is what's going to get us, sir.
Yes, sir. Especially that patience.
Yeah.
My nigga Lito said, my bitch asked me what I've been working on. Shit, patience.
For real, man.
Real talk, man.
You want to shout your socials out?
You can catch me on Instagram at A-Rods World. ARODSWORLD. You can catch me on Twitter. What's the Twitter? I think A-Rod's World. But my Facebook is YMF High Rod. But really, I be on that Instagram. I play that Instagram a lot. But as far
that's what I'm mostly on too. Instagram.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
On that Instagram, just get up with me on that Instagram on A-Rod's World, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that State Property where it dropped real soon. We're dropping content that fall right back after of it. Mm-hmm. And get at me on that social media, man.
For sure,
talk back.
Anytime you got something going on, bro, reach out to us, bro.
Most definitely. And I appreciate y'all, man.
No problem.
Shout out Big and Lazy, man.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
That was a good
take. Big and Lazy. This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.